brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This just broke at Infowars.com. TSA now confiscating pressure cookers. Satirical suggestion of banning cookers after Boston bombs becomes reality. And there's a video. They now have liberals out trying to get petitions signed. And no, it's not Mark Dice. I can't believe this. To actually ban pressure cookers. By the way, David Knight had that idea 3 weeks ago to go out and get a petition signed to ban pressure cookers. And I green-lighted him. I green-lighted him doing that, and I don't think we've done that. I mean, we just got to get the man on the street thing going. Just like slam, bam, let's do it. But listen, I love it. Everybody's going out now and getting people to, I think she did it as satire, wearing an Obama shirt, to ban pressure cookers. And everybody should go out and do these satirical deals, showing how dumbed down the public is. Dr. Corey Gold's our guest. So now the TSA is seriously trying to ban pressure cookers, being flown on a flight, even if they're empty or in the box or they search them. I have TSA always ask me, what is this? This probably happened 10 times. It's happened to my crew more. And they hold up a Canon camera that we've used the last 3 or 4 years, or the best camera out there for the price, high def. And I go, well, it says it's a Canon camera. And I say, are you joking? Answer my question. Stay behind that line. I'm like, okay. You want to miss your flight? I'm like, I came early knowing you'd want to be on a power trip. Hey, this guy's on a power trip. They're like, all right, you can leave. As soon as I don't let them have a power trip over me, then the fun ends. Then the fun ends. Like, take that lens off. Whoa, what is it? It's like Idiocracy. Oh, what is this? Need to be the Secretary of Education. 119,000 views, and it just came out a few days ago. So I'm glad people are doing it. I'm glad they're doing it. So we need to be talked about that in the office probably 15 times. But I'd like to see my team go out and I think they did. Went out and did ask ban pressure cookers. I don't know. I don't even have time to produce around here. I kind of produce on the air. We're going to break in a minute. We're going to come back and go to Telly and everybody else. But Dr. Gold, what do you make of the nanny state? England's trying to ban knives now. You have to have a license to have cutlery. I'm not joking. That's BBC.
Well, you see it all over the place. We've talked about it before. They're trying to tell you that your children don't belong to you and they can throw your lunches away that you make for your kids and give them something else just to show you that you really aren't in control of much of anything nowadays. You don't even control what your kids eat, even if you take the trouble to try to do a good job, because the system is really in control of everything. It's a good thing they didn't have the bomb in a trash can. Could you imagine no one being allowed to have trash cans in America from now on in? So, I can do without the pressure cooker, I guess, but I'm glad we have a trash can. A Bed Bath & Beyond, you're going to have the new section over there that you're going to have an ID to go get a pressure cooker, I guess. People are going to do terrible things, but we can't overreact to everything that they do. Yes, get rid of explosives that are on airplanes, but pressure cookers, my goodness.
Amazing. We're going to come back and go to calls, but finishing up, what do you make of the deficit going up to close to $17 trillion? It was, like $8 trillion or something when Bush left office?
Yeah, and the economy is supposed to be doing so great that the stock market's at an all-time high, yet the Federal Reserve is printing money every single month because we're borrowing 46 cents of every dollar the government spends. 46 cents of every dollar the government spends is manufactured or borrowed from China or a foreign government. It's crazy when you think about it. 1 out of 7 Americans on food stamps, 46 cents that the government spends out of every dollar is borrowed, and yet the economy is doing great. Don't watch. There's nothing here to see. Step aside. Nothing here to see.
Well said. And I've got to pull the number up. I actually think it was like $5 trillion when Bush left office. Let me see. National?
Right. I think it was $7 or $8 trillion when he left. I think we're at 16 now, so Obama's doubled it in 5 years.
Yeah, it's just amazing. More money than from George Bush back to George Washington. Just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Okay, your phone calls quickly when we come back, and a bunch of key health news. And I'm going to play the video and the audio now the police come to your house without warrants, break in your door, and then taser you when your hands are up. Next, it'll be execute you just as a sacrament. Roll around in your blood, maybe.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, give me all your loving. From right here in Austin, Texas, ZZ Top. Give me all your liberty. Don't let up until we've overrun these tyrants and taught them that they're our servants and gotten our country back. By the way, if you look at what's happening in Europe, they're like, oh, now it's going to be a permanent recession and depression and the end of prosperity in Europe and more socialism. It's a tool of control. No matter how big the bailouts are, you'll never pay off the $2 quadrillion globally. That's not even your debt. Now, I've got those articles. We're going to be getting to them. But right now, riding shotgun, well, this is Dr. Corey Gold, multiple degrees, and you name it, biology, a dentist, and then some other medical degrees. But his big claim to fame is a talk show host and writer and developer of things like Polymburst Plus and so many of the other great longevity products at InfoWarsHealth.com. An icon, he doesn't toot his horn, in the development of some of the top supplements in the country. Let's go to Telly in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome, Telly.
Hi, Alex. Hello?
Yes, hello, Telly.
Hi, yes, I was just wanting to call. First of all, I've been listening to you for quite a while, and I'm very awake. I'm also very vocal about our government abuses going on, and I'm sure I'm on some list.
Good, let's all be on the list, and then those of us that aren't on the list, those are the ones that go to prison because they're the Nazis. Sorry.
I've taken a lot of steps. I've taken my kids out of government schools. I've gotten out of the financial system. I'll never have a bank account again. I use satellite TV and internet. And we moved out to New Braunfels. But even here, we have major issues. My city council is completely corrupt, and our police department got a tank. And they're very in your face about it. The police chief rode down Main Street in it during
the parade. You live in New Braunfels? You live in New Braunfels?
Yes.
Beautiful rivers there to go tubing, but I've been there not even drinking, and the police wade into the water and then want to search your cooler without a warrant, and then want to dig through your wallet, and then if you fall off or get on the edge of the creek, they then arrest you for trespassing, and everybody I know is not going to New Braunfels now to tube, and the cops wait at the end of the pickup points to arrest people who they think have been drinking. I mean, my God, you can't even go drink beer in America. And I've been, every time I go to New Braunfels now, I've been pulled over the last two times. I will not now go to New Braunfels, and everyone I know will not go. And it's funny you mentioned that. And the police there, and I happen to know the inside scoop of what's going on there, and that's why it's a cult. They are literally, they have their own little North Korea going on there. Yes.
Oh, they do. They're very corrupt. In addition to that, we have a siren that just literally went off about 30 minutes ago. It goes off every day. And you can hear it all throughout town. I don't know if they have multiple locations.
Well, maybe they'll tell you to duck and cover. You know, it's all about fear. The government says get under your desk. Now, get under your desk. There's a shooter. Get in a fetal position. Don't fight back. You know what they say now if someone tries to rape you, what the feds say you do?
Yell fire.
That too. No, they said you vomit and poop on them.
Oh, yeah, that's brilliant. That's ridiculous. I worry
so
about
it. So I guess you've got to, like, be trained and, like, I am a trained self-defense expert. Instead, you're like, I am a trained projectile pooper. And I'm sorry. That's what. Isn't that condescending to us to say the government can have guns to protect themselves, but we're supposed to be projectile poopers?
I think it's asinine. I think it's so ridiculous. But I am having a dilemma here. You know, my husband was made deathly ill by the pharmaceutical industry, and we are dealing with dilated cardiomyopathy and congestive heart failure at his young age of 47.
Wow.
My son, who's 12 and not overweight, is pre-diabetic. And our garden won't grow here. And so, you know, I feel like I turn the news on and I feel like a schizophrenic. There used to be where you could focus on a couple of issues, call your legislators, you know, and feel like maybe that you could make a difference. But I just don't.
Yeah, it's more than them swarming us. That's their method of their madness. They're gone crazy. Elites always go crazy. You know, like Hitler's losing the war, so he attacks Russia. That's never been defeated and had like 10 times the troops he did. And I mean, you know, Napoleon did the same thing. So they always go crazy. So listen, did you hear the peach crop almost all died in Texas, even though there was plenty of rain? They're spraying chemtrails on us. I've had scientists on, mainline studies, the aluminum level in the soil is going up everywhere. Radiation is raining down. Hundreds of thousands are dying. That's conservative. It's more like millions from flesh-eating bacteria. It is. We are living in a Twilight Zone episode. I appreciate your call. Dr. Gold, that's what you said. I mean, and you're a newsman. Everywhere. It is becoming insane. But that's what tyrannies become like. And, yeah, diabetes is up 3,000%. They're now saying half the public will have it soon. They're now talking about more than 60% of Hispanics are going to have it. Everybody's getting their legs sawed off. I walk around where there's young people, their legs sawed off. I say, what happened? Oh, I'm diabetic. And they're just murdering us. So much fun.
Look at autism. Autism used to be 1 out of 10,000. Now they're saying it's 1 out of 60, 1 out of 70 children has autism now of some form. So whether it's 1 out of 10,000, 1 out of 20, whatever it used to be, to 1 out of 50 or 60, And there's no explanation. I mean, one out of 50 to 60 to 70 kids has autism, and there's no explanation as why this is happening. One out of every other elementary school classroom has an autistic child in it today.
But aren't you scared of Al-Qaeda? But what about Al-Qaeda? I mean,
well, you know.
I mean, they've got to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda. They publicly run. I mean, so what if cancer's up 10,000+% in pediatric cancers? So what if women all over the place are having both their breasts removed and we lead the world in breast cancer? So what if the IQs are dropping and cancer is exploding and we know it's the sodium fluoride? Why don't you just accept it, Dr. Gold? Why don't you just learn to worship world government?
We have a war on poverty. One out of seven people right now is on food stamps in America, as we're told the economy is recovering and rebounding. You know, we have a war on illiteracy as more and more children are flunking out of high school. And we're told we had to put more money into the high school system because that'll make it better. We've done that about 30, 40 times in a row, and every time it gets worse. So you have to wonder, if the government says to put money into something, maybe the answer is take money away from that thing and it'll get better.
Yeah, no, I just want to apologize to the listeners. I think the globalists are doing a great job, and I apologize to them. I love the Harvard study came out 6 months ago and goes, we've looked at 20-plus studies. IQs are dropping because of sodium fluoride, hydrofluorosilicic acid. And we can do it county by county. The counties that don't have it, people have 15, 20% higher IQs, sevenfold lower bone cancer rates. There's something like 20-something-fold pancreatic cancer rates higher in areas that fluoridate with hydrofluorosilicic. Incredible numbers on bladder cancer higher. And they just admit it, and it's no big deal, though, Dr. Gold. We're bad. We're kooks. Why don't we all just drink more fluoride?
They villainize the person who brings up the problem. It's to shoot the messenger syndrome. And they make you into be a quack. If you bring up something about smart meters on your home, you're a quack. If you bring up something about fluoride in your water, you're a quack. If you bring up the fact that there's, you know, all kind of chemicals, you know, in the GMOs, I mean, all kind of things that are going on, you're a quack because you're not on board the program. You're either on board the program or you're against
that. Yeah, you just hit the key. It's not only that the BT corn and stuff grows its own pesticide at some cases 1,000 times the natural level of the fungus that's poisonous. They're able to bioaccumulate the Roundup and other chemicals and not kill the plant, and then you're eating it, and then you feed Roundup to rats. It kills them.
And there's a new one they were trying to put out just this year that contains part of Agent Orange in it. And it's been banned throughout Europe. Let me get the name for you here.
Come on. Agent Orange is good. Yeah, no. Now they're coming out with GMO crops that can have up to 10 chemicals in them. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's called Enlist. And cotton, soy, and corn, Dow Chemical wants to put it out. And it contains one of the chemicals that makes up Agent Orange.
And let's be clear. It's pharmacological crops. I remember reading about Proteogen 10 years ago in Texas. Open air planted corn that grows live HIV in it, so they could then strip it out and try to create a vaccine with it by microwaving the live HIV. And that was in the Associated Press that the government destroyed the crops and revoked their permit, and people didn't believe me about it. And they're like, you can't have corn grow viruses. They just don't know that we are in Buck Rogers here.
Well, because they want you to believe that what they're doing is kind of like, well, we're making a sweeter orange. We're crossing, we're hybriding these two oranges together, and it's going to have a nicer orange. That's what we're doing. No, you're taking insects, you're taking chemicals, and you're incorporating them into plants. That's not nature just being accelerated. That's called nature being mutated.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's skip this network break. Let's go to Jeff. I just can't help it. Microwaving is like spraying aluminum dioxide on us. Well, we just need to skip a break, I think. Let's talk to Jeff in Georgia. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Dr. Gold. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Just wanted to talk about Benghazi. And actually, Alex, I wanted to also come back to a quote of yours. I know you have plenty that are to quote Alex Jones with. But my favorite one, and I've gotten a lot of mileage out of this, you may have forgotten it already, but the government is relying on the new mascot of America being Dory from Finding Nemo. That was just the funniest thing you said on a very serious day, and everybody I've repeated that to gets a giggle on it.
For people that don't know, in Finding Nemo, one of my children's favorite movies, and it has a pretty good message overall, the blue fish doesn't remember anything 2 seconds later, because there are some fish that don't have a long-term memory or even really short-term. I think it's that species. That's why it's actually kind of a true story. And they don't remember anything. Like, and the public That's what Drudge Report does that the system hates. It'll show what Obama said a week ago versus now and just have their two statements from mainstream news doing what no one else will do, just calling the emperor's new clothes. I mean, the emperor is butt naked, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't know the parable of the emperor's new clothes, everybody should look it up. But that is it. The American people have become Dory. And in between the television mesmerizing us, in between all the GMO, the sodium fluoride, all of it, the chemtrails, people are dying. And so people just are like inebriated. Like, I just want to go have a good time. I just want to have a... They don't have that spark of life because we are seen as a scourge by the globalist, and they want to dumb us down and turn up the ambient poisoning until their societal level collapses. We'll all be drugged out, damaged, brain damaged, when the real bioweapons are released, and basically everybody's just going to die. People say, well, the globalists, they love their system. They love their real estate. They love their power. Mid-level globalists do. But the real top group, the ones meeting, you know, this week off the coast of, you know, the Carolinas in the news with Bill Gates to discuss overpopulation, they dream of releasing a bioweapon that has a, that mutates after a certain period so that it won't kill them. They go underground. They'll use national security to lock down the nuclear weapons, to lock down all the stuff. They're trying to get international deals with other governments to do this, and then they will emerge when they say they want to kill 80% of us publicly. But that's because their own minions think they're going to be part of it. Higher level, it's 90%. In the real globalist statements, they plan on killing over 99% of everybody. And folks, I know you didn't believe me on other stuff. I've made films about this. They really plan this. I don't know if they're going to get away with it. But people in power are planning this. I mean, I've had the FBI, when I've covered this, go and question people at UT. You can look that up in the news. Dr. Eric Pianca, over the biology department at the time, being given standing ovations with people crying. This was in the Texas Academy of Sciences. He gets awards in Europe, too. He projected red skulls on the wall and said, soon the airborne Ebola is coming. We will all die for the Earth. We need a police state like China to get things in place before this. I'm ready for me and my family to die. It's sad, but it's for the Earth. And there was a standing ovation for 3 minutes with people crying. Top scientist in Texas. It's a death cult. Then I had his graduate students, who are now doctors and people, send me threatening emails, and I went and looked up their PhD papers that were online, and I went and looked up where they work. Folks, they work in bioweapons. And I've covered this on air. I have people, and you go find them now, you know, they're 10 years later in white lab coats directing BioShield programs with stuff like mousepox that'll kill 98% of humans that come in contact with it. I mean, that's you and your family dead, bro. Okay? And there's Dr. Eric Pianca, one of his papers. And then listen, maybe you think there's too many humans. That's why they're teaching you a death wish is good. You know, Angelina Jolie, I'm not going to get healthy. I'm going to cut my breast off. And she used to have ampules of blood and say she loved the devil and wanted to hurt herself. That's all this is I've got everything. I've got Brad Pitt. I'm going to cut my breast off. And Gloria Steinem, I love abortion. I had one. You need to get one, too. I mean, they're just Satanist, folks. And let them mutilate. I mean, this sounds crazy, doesn't it? Caligula's crazy. Hitler's crazy. Dr. Gold, what is your take on what I just said? It's super ultra hardcore, but that's what the info I have.
Well, I was shocked by the Angela, what's her name, Brad Pitt's wife. I forget her name.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, I don't follow the media that much. I don't follow that stuff, but I was shocked to see that she had a double breast reduction or removal. And the news is like clapping, like it's like the new trend. If you want to be trendy like Angelina, then you should go do this too.
Everyone's dying of cancer. Let's not find out why it's happening, why it's exploded. Let's cut our breast off.
Yeah, so we walk for the cure, but I guess the answer is amputation. It's a crazy notion that this is the best solution we have today is amputation after the trillions of dollars that supposedly gone into finding cures or causes for these things. They're now advocating amputation.
Well, it's exploding, and it's going to transfer the whole economy into them. Well, brain cancer's up. Is the answer have your brain removed?
I wouldn't put that to her. I don't know what her answer would be. I'm sure she would think you were crazy for saying it after having double breast amputation because it sounds crazy.
Why is breast cancer mega exploding?
You know, you have to ask, why are lots of things mega exploding? Why is autism? Why is cancer? Why is breast cancer? What is going on that's happening around us? And it's got to be the things that we're putting into our bodies and the things that we're putting into our bodies through things we don't even know, like the air, the water, and our food supply, and vaccinations, and medicines that are supposed to be helping us. You know, those are the things. That's the only common factor that's changed in America about what's going on inside our body. And that's why I advocate so strongly that people do things and become proactive. And people call me crazy when I talk about, you know, taking minerals and vitamins and amino acids and omega oils. Like, I'm a crazy person. Like, get the takeout pizza. That's the way to go. Just drink Diet Coke. That'll solve your problem of obesity. But you don't need omega oils. You don't need to have.
And by the way, you and Dr. Wallach, because I remember hearing it 15 years ago, and even just a year ago, and I've had Dr. Blaylock on, brain surgeon, that the formaldehyde, that's what it is, at 87 degrees, aspartame breaks into formaldehyde, folks, and wood alcohol splits into that. Your body's, you know, 98+, you know, 98.9, so obviously it breaks down. But it's addicting, because poisons are addicting.
Right.
And it came out that it absolutely makes you obese. CBS News, major study, guys, type in diet drinks make you obese. But it's not diet drinks in general. It's the aspartame.
Right. I'm not a fan, as you know. I've said it many
times. You're an extremist.
Yeah. But what's funny is I get emails all the time, and I get, like you do, and people say, how can you be advocating for colloidal minerals? How can you be advocating for people taking essential fatty acids? You know that we can get everything from the diet. You're just trying to profit from us. And you look at health premiums going up double, triple, quadrupling, and yet the guy who sells vitamins for like 10, 15 bucks, he's the guy out to get you. It's crazy.
Well, let me say this. I've got the headline up there. New studies wake up call for diet soda drinkers, CBS, and it goes on aspartame, but they try to smokescreen with other drinks as well. It makes you fat and get diabetes. Well, that's well known, but let me just say this. I'm going to say this. I do want to profit off the truth, and I want you to profit. See, I believe in win-win-win. Where we all become successful, and I promote things that I believe in that I know work to then fund myself legitimately, because I love getting up and feeling good about myself. I love knowing I'm part of humanity and team humanity, knowing that I want to build a world for my kids. It's not just that I'm a goody two-shoes. When I even think about doing something bad as just an option, I'm not even into that, but I look at options, I feel terrible because my basic programming is against it. And then all these other people are sold. Everybody's corrupt. Everybody's a liar. Well, you're not, folks. Don't believe that. There are more good people than bad people. That's what I said to Mike Judge. He goes, man, I'm really getting political here. I've never done this. He goes, off record, he goes, well, that was off record. He said some of it on tape. Because I'm just so sick of hearing everybody be able to do whatever they want. And then we're supposed to shut up that love liberty. And, I forget the exact point I was going to make about it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dr. Gold.
Well, that's one reason why you were wanting to check us out, and we created the whole Alex Pack and the InfoWars Health.com, InfoWarsTeam.com, and it's promote for people for being healthier. And, you know, we're not going to say make health claims here. We're not going to say we're raising the dead. But one thing we can say is that when your body gets the 90 essential nutrient needs, when it gets the 90 for life that it needs, it's going to do better because it needs those nutrients. And it's not getting it in the fast food line. It's not getting it in that can of soda. It's not getting it in that box of breakfast cereal.
How do we have that flashpoint to break with this system mentally and then incrementally do it physically? I mean, because I know all this and I can't break with it, Dr. Gold. I'm not like you and Ben Fuchs, and I try so hard. How do I break with it? I mean, how do I do that?
It's hard because we've been programmed both psychologically and metabolically to like certain foods. You know, when they start giving you those certain meals with the toys when you're a little kid, you start getting to like those certain foods.
It's Pavlovian.
It's Pavlovian, and you're trying to break your conditioning, and it's very difficult. That's why people sometimes have such a tough time saying, my government does bad things at times, because we've been conditioned as children to say, that's not possible. Yes, Russia can do bad things. Syria can do bad things. North Korea can do bad things, but not us. And it's the same thing when it comes to food. We've been conditioned to do things that aren't good for us, and we flow right into the medical system. We eat their bad foods. We pay a premium for it. We flow right into the medical systems. We buy their drugs. And when we go out there now and say, just take these 90 essential nutrients. Just take this 90 for life. Just get the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. They fight against us for that because we're trying to break your conditioning into a more positive thing.
Absolutely. And then fund a larger info war off. I mean, how are we supposed to fund ourselves? Yeah, I mean, George Soros ain't giving me money, folks. I want to take on the New World Order. So get the high-quality water filters, Pro Pure, 10% discounted, purify your water, I mean, the water table is just full of all these chemicals. At InfoWarsStore.com, get the incredible health products, nutrients, minerals, you name it, hundreds of products. InfoWarsHealth.com. InfoWarsHealth.com. Your call's coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're here, the tip of the spear, waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Some good music, isn't it? Hard to turn that off. Here's the best part right here. That's a remake of like a 1970s, I forget the name of it, a Russian science fiction movie. That is a Russian redo of it. I forget the name of it. Resurrection. Right, here's the best part. Crank it up. I like all music, man. Everything from rockabilly to good techno like this, Ministry, Metallica, Megadeth, Johnny Cash. I really like the rockabilly type stuff. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Dr. Corey Gold. I know we've got people holding. James, And who's been home the longest after that? Tony and PJ and Karen, we'll get to all of you. Appreciate Dr. Corey Gold riding shotgun with us for the whole hour. I want to get a police state news article because you're out in California. I want to get your take on this. But first, let's plug Youngevity. I've been talking about it some. We have it all discounted at InfoWarsTeam.com if folks want to become distributors. The toll-free number's there for people that want to ask questions at InfoWarsTeam.com. And there's different levels of distributor you can be. But sign up for $10. Right there gives you a big discount. You can sign up at InfoWarsTeam.com and also get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. You can find the entire catalog and videos and a bunch of media, just amazing interviews at InfoWarsHealth.com. The Pollen Burst Plus, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Rebound. They also now have the Alex Pack in pills for people that don't want to have to carry around the liquid bottles. The Longevity Osteo FX, the incredible probiotic root beer belly that kids just love. It's not a pill. It's a packet that you put in water. It's all available at InfoWarsHealth.com. And the toll-free number is also on the site, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. If you have any questions or comments or help signing up for AutoShip, 888-789-9277. A few minutes on the products at InfoWarsHealth.com because they are the best. I went out and found the best. You've not heard me promote really other, you know, vitamins and minerals and nutrition stuff before. This stuff is the best. And there's a lot of other great stuff as well. But the point is, this is the best, and you support the InfoWar. It is a win-win, 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 win-win. You are funding maniacs. We're not really maniacs, but it comes off like that, who are assaulting the tyrants in the InfoWar viciously, foaming at the mouth with love for liberty. I mean, it's crazed, isn't it? And you know you're part of it, and we appreciate you all out there. So it's Dr. Corey Gold. In your decades of research, how good are the products at InfoWarsHealth.com?
Well, they're amazing. But one of the nicest thing is every single person, if you call that toll-free number, every single person who will answer your call is an InfoWars listener. That's where they all came from. We actually got InfoWars listeners who use the products, who like the products, who want to become involved, who want to support the show. And they're the ones answering your phone calls. So this became something very cool over a period of time. The whole InfoWars team, InfoWarsHealth.com, and, of course, the Alex Pack. We wanted people to have those 90 essential nutrients that they need. People have heard Dr. Joe Wallach on the show, and they know his integrity. 40 years of fighting, of pleading and for you to listen to him.
I've had his lawyers on, the ones that beat the famous guys that have beaten the FDA over and over again. I mean, we wouldn't have a lot of this health freedom if it wasn't for Wallach.
No, and right now he's assaulting them again, trying to get the word out about selenium and its importance for your health. The science is overwhelming on the importance of selenium, and the government's trying to consider whether or not it should be in baby food or not. A little bit should be, not a lot, but a little bit should be. And the science is there to support it. So Dr. Wallach is out there advocating for the public and won't make a penny when he's successful from it. He just wants you to know the truth. He sued the government a number of times for you to be able to know what's true and proven and factual and not even argued about different nutritional supplements out there, not his own, but just the ingredients itself. And who's arguing against them? The government. Why? Who pays the government? There's like 100 lobbyists for the big pharma for every one lobbyist for the nutritional supplement world. You know, we said before over 100,000 people die each year out of wrongly prescribed or bad uses of pharmaceuticals. Nobody died last year at all from health supplements. It's crazy talk. When we talk about what you need, your body needs to have the right things in it. There's 90 essential nutrients, the 90 for life that Dr. Wallach and Ben Fuchs and Peter Glidden keep talking about on the radio show. And the concepts are get those 60 minerals, get those 16 vitamins, get those 12 essential amino acids, get those 3 essential fatty acids, and your body will be able to use them to help you be as successful as you can. Your body's a divinely created place, and when given the nutrition, it can do amazing things. We're not going to make claims to cure you, but look what happened to you, Alex. You went on just the Healthy Start Pack, which is the Alex Pack, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the OsteoFX, the Ultimate EFA Plus, and you dropped like 30, 40 pounds.
Yeah, and I'm still somewhat overweight, but I was really fat. And other people that fully follow it have lost over 100 pounds.
Right.
Like Aaron Dye, it's truly, truly amazing. So, folks, InfoWars Health, InfoWars.com. Now, how do you pronounce this California town? This is shocking video up at InfoWars.com. Shock video. California police break into home, tase victims, and perhaps one of the most shocking police brutality videos of recent years. Police in Cotati, C-O-T-A-T-I, California?
Cotati.
Cotati. Where is that?
I think it's down towards San Diego.
California responded to a call about domestic violence by kicking down the door of a man's home before tasing him and his wife as they scream in agony. And the kids are playing right out front. For radio listeners, I'll kind of narrate this. And they come up, and the guy goes, no, we didn't call you. There's nothing going on. The wife's like, no, nothing going on here. And the case is now in the newspapers. There was no one hurt, nothing broken. And the guy goes, no, it's not a police state. I bet none of these folks are listeners. We're trying to get in touch with them. And, go away. You don't have a warrant. So they kick the door down. They have their hands up, and they taser them. And a minority of people are defending this, just like Boston. Let's go shut down half the city and come and make everybody put their hands up. And they go, well, people agreed to this. No, they didn't. We've interviewed people. We have the video of a woman comes out, a blonde, certainly not one of the suspects. You know, push her up against the wall. Put your hands up. Where for their safety, we're all suspects. I mean, this is what you see in North Korea. And then I've got articles here. We're exclusive. Shootings by Philly police soar as violent crime plummets. Philly.com. Austin American Statesman and KI report are Austin police shootings a growing trend. Well, yeah, they're going up. And it says, why do they pull people over and then just shoot them when they don't even have a gun or a weapon? Because they're scared to death. It's the perception. Because, I mean, I've gone to see action movies. I'm talking half the people in there are cops. You can all say, are you cops? I'm like, how do you know? Well, you look like a cop. You're acting like a cop. And they're sitting there just believing it and having these fantasies that there's all these North Korean terrorists. And, you know, when statistically it's cars that are killing them and other things. And then they're just scared to death. Instinctive shooting. They shoot us all the time now. And it's like, oh, big deal. You ought to be glad they shot you. So I think for police safety, well, we got a couple million police in this country. I think the other 312 million of us or so, you know, I mean, according to their logic, we should all report to government centers to be executed for police safety. Because police safety comes first. The only way for them to be safe is their families, us, everybody, be killed by the government. And that's what the globalists are actually going for. I'm being absurdist here, but they want to get rid of everybody. That's the global program. They got to dumb us down and poison us first, and they're now deep into that, so that they can be free of us and enjoy all the technology we developed. And so what do you think, Dr. Corey Gold? Should everyone be killed so the government's safe?
I'm afraid somebody just splices it up when I say yes and go along with you with the spoof here. All I can say is look where the administration came from, the city of Chicago, and ask yourself, is that the model for the city you want to live in? If that's the model for the city you want to live in, look where they're revitalizing the city of Detroit. Look at that. Is that's their model. That's how they run government. So if that's the way you want your city to look, then we're doing just fine.
Yeah, I think we should bulldoze, a third of every city. That's how you fix Detroit. Now the mayor's quit. It's just all collapsing. Because once you get a city of corruption, see, nothing works anymore. That's the plan. They're going to wreck everything.
Well, they have, because at a certain point, people start fleeing when they see disaster. Hey, the boat is sinking. We've got to get off this right now. So people start leaving, understanding the tsunami's coming at them. And then at some point, only the people that are left are the ones who had nowhere to go, and the crime is everywhere. There's vacant properties. Businesses don't want to start and open. The police have to get are more aggressive because a lot of crime is happening. It becomes an us versus them situation. Poverty sets in. And then at some point, you're spiraling to a bottom where there's no tax base, so you can't fix it. So they've done a fine job in Chicago and Detroit, and that's where the administration comes from.
But hey, we didn't build what's happened to Chicago and Detroit. Obama did that.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you didn't develop all your great products. I don't make films. I didn't go to the trouble to, you know, go do an interview last night that we're going to put out next week. I didn't do anything. You didn't do anything, doctor.
Well, that was the one thing that the president said that really got to me when he said to a bunch of business people, "You didn't create that." And, you know, you could say, yeah, of course, the school system and my parents and the community and my church, they all influence me. But at the end of the day, you're the one who gets up and goes to work, and you're the one who creates your business, and you're responsible for yourself. The concept of being responsible for you and your family is something that's leaving America. know, we takes a city to raise a citizen, whatever it was, or takes a, you know, Clinton's thing about
a village of communists. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. The fact that you're not really responsible for yourself. No, we are responsible. We should be responsible for our health. We should be responsible for our conduct. We should be responsible for our livelihood. We shouldn't have to go to the government for food. We shouldn't have to go to the government for shelter. We shouldn't have to go to the government for education. We shouldn't have to go to the government for money or permission. In a perfect society, we should be taking care of ourselves.
Yeah, it puts them in total power, and government never delivers anything in the final equation but literal hell on earth. And we're here warning people, and things are getting worse, and government's saying, we'll do more. Your kids aren't yours. The state is what did everything. Well, then, you know what? I want the government then to wipe my behind. I mean, I think that, I mean, because I can't do it, obviously. I mean, can Obama come here and do that for me like he does the Queen of England?
And think about it. When you get your food from the government and you get your loans from the government, your health from the government, how are you critical of the government at that point? When you have to go see a government doctor and go to a government school and drive a government vehicle because we own the car companies, and you need the government to guarantee your loan to buy a house, and you need the government for food stamps, how can one say, I don't like what the government's doing when the government's the one feeding you, clothing you, and educating you?
Yeah, let's go to this clip from California that's going viral. For radio listeners, you'll hear the audio, and I'll describe some of it narrating for radio listeners. The full video's up on Infowars.com. But don't worry, the TSA is banning pressure cookers, so we're all safe. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
I'm recording everything that's happening now.
Stop talking because they're talking about it.
So we're going to come inside, just to let you know that. You're going to come inside?
Without a warrant.
You're going to come inside without a warrant? Probable cause, you're going to kick my door down. There is no domestic violence. There is no domestic violence.
Between two people, I'm right here.
A good neighbor saw something and said something.
How many children are in the house?
There's one child in the house and one is playing outside. Officer, there's one child.
Hey, pause.
Not coming out.
They always say the children. The children not grabbed by the CPS or being aborted. It's always, where are the children then? We have to come in. You know, it's an extenuating circumstance. And now they're saying that's for everything. But we have the court rulings in the article. What the police did was illegal. But see, they don't care. They taser you, and then they charge you with resisting, even though it's on video, you don't. And then there's juries that sycophantically get off on it, burning people. And so they send you to the biggest prisons in America. And so the country collapses. Let's go back to the video.
Why are you not coming out?
Because we don't live in a police state, sir. Martial law has not been established in this country.
Okay, can you do us a favor? All get down on your ground, get down on the ground, and put your hands behind your back, because we're going to kick the door.
Do us a favor.
He can't report if his hands are behind his back.
You know, this guy was in Iraq.
Documentation of this violation of their civil rights.
Civil rights, buddy, you're an Iraqi. There you go. Boom. Kick the door down. Their hands are up.
Door, sir.
Their hands are up. How pathetic.
You kicked my door down. You kicked my door down.
No, he tasers
you. You kicked my door down.
Yes, we did. Get on the ground.
No, you have no right to be in here. You have no right to be in here. You have no right to be in here. You have no
don't
right
worry,
to
cops.
Be in here. Do not touch her. You are assaulting her.
Ah, they're going to take your bank accounts. Cops, your kids are going to die of cancer. Hope you enjoy the New World Order. And again, this curse these cops have done and their training, they're the good guys. They are being, again, I'm sad for these cops and everybody else because the whole system's going to come down. And those cops are going to bury themselves early. They're going to bury their wives and kids as everybody dies of cancer, as everybody dies from fluoride and chemtrails. And they're not going to care because they'll have their shaved heads and their badges. And so good. Enjoy hell. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dr. Corey Gold. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
The video's scary. It's a scary video. You know, you think that's something you see in a horror film. You know, it's abuse of power to the worst degree. And the question is, how many of those happen every day that we don't know about because they're not being videotaped? So that's the problem. We only hear about things, and it's only admitted to when there's a videotape. So, yeah, I would tell you, keep your camera around. Keep your video rolling. I mean, they're filming you every day. You better protect yourself by filming yourself.
There you go. Only in America. And the cops don't even erase the camera. They think it's a good thing that they did. The brainwashing is you do what we say. But the government's out of control. And when I tell the cops, they're going to take your bank account. Folks, the New World Order plans to cut the resources off incrementally, dumb everybody down, poison everybody, and just normalize it where everybody's dying. You know, where 1 in 25,000 have autism. Now, doctor, the new numbers are out for North America. It's 1 in 52.
Yeah.
I mean, and people say, oh, well, it's overdiagnosed. I take my kids to movies maybe twice a year. And if you go when it's packed, I look at these kids, and I look at kids in restaurants. I mean, you can tell people are sick, man. And kids have all got, like, weird tics or they're autistic. And you see the statistics. They're killing us. But I guess the answer is just, I guess it's okay.
Even if they're overdiagnosing it now, let's pretend they are. It can't go from 1 in 20,000 to 1 in 50 just by overdiagnosis. That's just a naive thing to think. Something is going on, and people need to start asking, what could possibly be going on that would make children be so ill? What would make families have more cancer? Everybody we know has somebody die of cancer. What is happening? And the only common denominator that I see is what we're drinking, what we're eating, what we're putting into our bodies through medicine and through vaccinations and through everything else. And yet we're told not to take proactive action. You don't need to filter your water. You don't need to take vitamins and minerals. You don't need to eat organic food. It's no better than any food. We don't need to change the label so you can know the difference between GMOs and not GMOs.
And meanwhile, the elite is obsessed with only eating high nutrient-dense diets and non-GMO and filtered water.
Oh, they have their seafood. They have their seed banks. So when everything goes to heck in a handbasket, they can have their crops pure as can be.
That's right. On record, the Rockefellers and UN giant armed seed banks guarded with men with machine guns. Everything's fine, though. Drink the fluoride, please. The government's good.
Fiction. It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot's Secret Fiction Eliminator. One $52 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. Deep discount today only. For today only, purchase Hotshot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotshotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit HotshotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hotshot Secret, powered by science.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big John. Every morning,
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John. Sing along brought to you by...
Nobody seen Janet Reno. John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy. But if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Let's go back to Dr. Corey Gold. I'll do a little bit of overdrive to get to your calls. I'm just always out of control. But the absurdity of all of this just makes my head spin. That's why I couldn't even talk right then, just thinking about how crazy the whole world is getting and how much crazier it's going to get. Dr. Corey Gold's our guest. James in Colorado, you want to talk about Colorado Defense Force? Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, hello. Thanks for taking my call. Things are crazy. Yeah, I want to make an announcement and call to action for people here in Colorado and for people actually worldwide to do the same. But just on a side note on the topic that you're on, what I was thinking was Brad Pitt needs to have his genitalia removed and go on tour to demand a plan to end pressure cooker violence.
Hey, that's an idea. Brad Pitt could, because men get testicular cancer, he could have them chopped off live on TV and then go around with them in a jar. And it's so trendy, the metrosexuals, because he said, I'm going to make it popular where all men are going to want to wear skirts. That's a famous quote. He wants you to be like that, too. Angelina carries the jar. I'm sorry.
Okay. The purpose of my call, I want to announce the formation of the Colorado Constitution Defense Force. We meet every morning at 05 to run physical training at the southeast corner of Front Range Community College here in Colorado, Westminster, Colorado. Please show up. We also meet for a red pill party every Sunday at 2 p.m.
Ooh, red pill parties.
Location.
That's how to defeat the world order. Make it fun. All right, good to hear from you. You know, I don't want to get off into sick jokes. Cancer is very sad, and we're battling it and trying to expose. They're giving it to us in most cases, knowingly. But, you know, when they celebrate abortion, and I had an abortion shirt like Gloria Steinem does, it is all part of a sickness. And I know Jolie's into death and mutilation of herself. She was always into that. And so it's just the way they're celebrating it, and even said it is very sick. But it'd be like Lance Armstrong, you know, saying, I'm having my, you know, I guess in the land of the castrated men, the one-way-vote man is king. But this is where it's all going instead of, you like that, CJ? Okay. Dr. Corey Gold, can you top that one?
No, I don't think I can. I think you hit the ceiling on that particular one. But you're right, there is a cult of craziness going on in America right now. And people, unfortunately, are following the wrong leaders. We're following the wrong people in America. If we're using Brad Pitt as a person that we follow and admire because he's a good actor, then we're crazy and we deserve what we get.
I think because brain cancer's up, we should all have our brains removed.
Well, you know something. One day, when you see the campaign for that, you know to run fast as you can. Bottom line is, there's crazy people out there telling you crazy things. Don't listen to them. Do things that make sense. And you know, for one thing, getting vitamins and minerals and nutrition, good solid water, good things in your body will
Extremism.
Always help.
Next, you're going to say support the Constitution. We're going to have to audit you and demand your reading list. What's support wrong with having the IRS demand your reading list, Dr. Gold? That's what they do in North Korea, land of the free, home of the brave. We're going to come back and take some overdrive calls. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Gold. InfoWarsHealth.com, extremism.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.